As you heard, the crash of the Ukrainian plane happened on the same night that Iran stood on the brink of conflict with the United States. The fundamental problems between the U.S. and Iran remain unresolved. Today, President Trump expanded on an idea he floated yesterday, that NATO helped the U.S. in the Middle East. The president's remarks to reporters were somewhat incoherent, off the cuff, and occasionally inconsistent with the facts. But he did say this.
And I actually had a name. NATO, right? And then you have M-E, Middle East. You'll call it NATOMI. I said, what a beautiful name. NATOMI. I'm good at names, right? USMCA. Like the song, YMCA.
In a scripted speech yesterday, Trump also called on the European partners to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal to abandon the agreement. For a European perspective on this, we called Fabrice Potier in Brussels. Potier headed up policy planning for two NATO secretaries general. He's now a senior fellow with the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Potier says Europeans like him view the events of the past week with surprise and concern.
Concerned because you had a pretty quick escalation between the United States and Iran, a surprise attack by the United States in killing one of Iran's top generals. So I think they were holding their breath to see what's next. Clearly, yesterday, President Trump has called it a draw, and both countries seem to be willing to de-escalate, or at least no longer escalate. So that's the good news in that pretty intense last few days. But I think everybody is holding their breath on what's next in terms of potential escalation. I'm not sure Iran has said their last word. And also on what does President Trump really want? Does he really want Europe to step in and to do what?
Do you have an understanding of what the Trump administration's policies are in the Mideast?
I think policy is a bit of an ambitious word when it comes to the Trump administration's overall approach to the region, quite frankly. I think it's made of sudden moves, very transactional approach. But the deeper trend, however, and the one that is more worrying, is I think there's a general retrenchment of the United States from the region.
Let's look specifically at the Iran nuclear deal. France, along with the other European partners, Germany and the UK, was one of the six nations that helped negotiate the JCPOA with Iran. Why is France sticking with the deal?
Well, it's not only France, quite frankly. I think the UK is also sticking with the deal. Germany, China, Russia. Don't forget that China and Russia have also signed the deal. I think everybody is sticking with the deal because so far it was the best or the least bad option to make sure that Iran will not go nuclear. Now, clearly, the U.S. administration decided to exit the deal and, by a sense, to undermine it. And now we are seeing, I think, some outcome of that decision, which is Iran is crossing some of the red lines containing the deal by deciding to increase some enrichment of uranium. And Iran has clearly stepped up its regional dangerous activities. So I think the deal was maybe not perfect, did not cover Iran's regional activities, which are problematic, but at least there was something on the table that kept Iran sitting at the table, if you want. Now Iran has left the room, and I think we are a bit without any means to bring them back into negotiation.
So yesterday, Trump also made an appeal to NATO.
Today, I am going to ask NATO to become much more involved in the Middle East process.
So, Fabrice Potier, how can NATO help in the Middle East?
Well, first, what does President Trump really mean here? Does he mean NATO getting in the Middle East to do more fight against terrorism? I think potentially there could be some support for that among Europe and allies, mostly by training local forces, for example. Or does he mean using NATO to contain and deter Iran? And here it's a totally different ballgame. And I think him having talked about NATO yesterday in the context of his statement on Iran is probably making a lot of European allies very nervous, because the last thing they are ready to do is to use NATO to basically deter against a regional power like Iran.
Fabrice Potier, former head of policy planning under two NATO secretaries general. He joined us from Brussels. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.